If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask, as we continue on this second week of Easter, that we may be filled with the Spirit of your love, that we may be filled with your ways, so that we may serve others in ways that glorify your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, here we are. It is Tuesday of the Easter week, of the second week of Easter, and we're looking at Acts 4. Now, yesterday, of course, was the Annunciation because of the way the calendar worked. So now we're back in the readings from Easter, and we're looking at this powerful reading from Acts 4. Now, this is the famous reading where everything is held in common. So what happened? And you know, it's a fascinating thing for today's world. Now, what is this all about? So what happens is you have a group of people who are now committed to following what was then called the way. It was the new way. It was something to follow where they've come to recognize and embrace Christ, and they come to live the gospel, and they come to seek to do his will. And remember, we believe that Jesus resurrected from the dead. We believe that the Holy Spirit has come upon the apostles. So especially in the early days, the first 300 days, years rather, of the church, you have this incredible experience of very powerful miracles and prophecies, and also experiences of being with the Lord. So that's very strong in the first 300 years of Christianity, and it is very strong at this time. Well, part of that also, as they commit themselves to the Lord, what they also do is they sell all they have and they make it part of a communal existence. So it says right there, there was no one who was needy among them. And what happened is the community owned everything together. Now, since that time, we've had seen experiences like that. And we've seen experiences like that in things called a kibbutz. We've seen experiences like that in things called a commune and all different things. But we have to understand this within the context. Because if you look at that, it says no one has private ownership of anything. Everyone owns everything together. And what is that called if we were to make that a governmental system? It's called communism. It's literally communism. One of the fascinating things that we can look at, and I'm not going to praise communism in this show. I'm going to explain to you why it doesn't work. One of the fascinating things that you will find is you can learn what Karl Marx taught about everything held in common and the government and we're all comrades and all the other stuff. But prior to Karl Marx was St. Thomas More, who wrote Utopia. And Utopia was built on the same idea. As a matter of fact, I know this may not go over well, but as a matter of fact, one of the things he taught is, say, for example, you were, I don't know, you were like maybe you were a blacksmith, I'll say, back. Now, remember, this time of Thomas More. So back during his time, and he lived at the same time as King Henry VIII. So back during his time, you were a blacksmith, and it was time for you to go on vacation. So you go on vacation. And what do you do while you're on vacation? Well, you enjoy yourself, you go down the beach, you do all the stuff, and you partially work for another blacksmith. So he can go on vacation. You see? See how that works? You see? You see? So that was one of the things that Thomas More taught. So you have this idea that really, I mean, if the court system, and Thomas More was a lawyer, and the court system worked across centuries, Thomas More might have been able to sue Karl Marx for stealing his idea, because the ideas are very similar. And you can see this in the book Utopia by Thomas More. So we understand this aspect, but one of the questions that I can ask you is, well, if Acts shows the system where everyone owns everything in common, there is no such thing as private property, they're all working together, they're all coming together, and all this, and there were no needy among them and everything else, why doesn't communism work? And the answer is simple, and we can compare that very simply. Let's look at why communism doesn't work. Right after this, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back right after this. You know, we're in a time right now where coming to church is a very powerful act, as we've talked about our readings. And so if you'd like to come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, I'd like to extend my invitation to you. And you always know you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. And we're looking to really strengthen our parish and build it up. So if you'd like to have a part in helping our parish grow, we'd like you to be there. But you might say, well, I'm not ready yet. Well, here's what to do. Come to Mass at 10 o'clock Mass any Sunday and write the word radio on a piece of paper. Put that in the collection. I'm not asking you to put any money in. I'm asking you to write that on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. And that's your way of telling us, hey, I'm kind of looking to see whether or not this is a parish I want to be part of. Now, that's only if you're not part of a regular parish. So consider doing that. And so it's to invite you and to help you to kind of check it out and see what you think. And this is a powerful thing to do, because we're calling people to be part of this, to be part of what our faith is all about. And you understand that our faith is more about more than just going to church on Sunday and, hey, I feel better. No, we're part of Christ's call for us to be agents in the world, ambassadors to the kingdom. And so we can do that. So we learn how to do that at Mass. So consider doing that. If you need to go to confession, we have confession at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And you're welcome to go to confession, and you're welcome to come to church after the 10 o'clock Mass on Sunday. And remember, that 10 o'clock Mass is our chanted Mass. So we're talking about this powerful reality. Now, why doesn't communism work if we're seeing it described in the Bible? The answer is simple. What led people to be united, and united in their private property, which they sold in order to take care of the whole community? What led people to be united? Their relationship with Jesus Christ. That's why communism doesn't work. Communism is built on atheism. It's built on the idea that we'll all live together and we'll build a nice community. And then you go, yeah, but Frada, if people were to do that, what happens when it's all over with? I mean, you know, they don't believe in eternal life, you know. Yeah, exactly. That's the point. Because once we believe in eternal life, our whole focus on reality changes. And when we're looking at Karl Marx rejected religion. He didn't believe in it. I mean, his basic teaching, which, by the way, happens in reality. I mean, Karl Marx wasn't anyone stupid. He knew what he was doing. And he was very smart, but he just rejected religion. And that became the problem, because he didn't understand that when we look to the Lord and we seek to do his will, it changes everything. And then what he did is he took that whole part of it. Well, then the whole point is, what is your motivation? Our motivation is we can build a great, wonderful society, And then everyone goes, and then what? And then what? You know, what happens after that? The interesting story I had, I was with a Mexican seminarian when I was a seminarian in Quito, Ecuador. I love to say that. So anyway, I was in Quito, Ecuador, and I was in a place that at one time had been run by communists, but then the church decided to teach the truth, so they moved a parish church into that area. And it was interesting, the name of the parish, which to this day exists, is called San Jose Obrero, and it was part of a, and that was the name of the parish. Now the name of the town they were at was called Comité del Pueblo, and that name was given by the communists, so Committee of the People is what that means. So, and what happened is they built this idea of everyone living together and build a great society. And all of a sudden, you know, when the church moved in, they helped people understand, you realize they turned you into slaves, which is what they did. They weren't working for anything. They were, and they had no running water in their houses. They had no small business. They had no businesses going on. And so the church came and changed all that. I know the priest who was involved, he's just a wonderful guy and everything. So anyway, I was in that place. I was helping to work there for a summer as a seminarian. There was a Mexican seminarian there. And when the Mexican seminarian was explaining the whole thing of that whole liberation idea, which is the form of liberation theology. And he says, okay, we make everyone live in, you know, nice, everything's working well, the whole bit, you know, there's no poor and everything, that's all wonderful, we need to do that. He says, then what? Because you've reached that stage, there's nothing beyond it. And that's an important principle, because what we understand is to live by the way of the gospel. There's nothing beyond anything if we don't believe in Christ. We don't believe in the eternal. And that's one of the problems with communism. We'll talk more tomorrow. See you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.